All right, Tuesday morning, Port Huron City Council met last night for the first time since early August. Have kind of an abbreviated summer schedule, so there's a lot of stuff on the agenda last night. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Lots of stuff on the agenda last night.
Yeah, it was a pretty full agenda. We have had, as you said, the shorter summer schedule, so we're back at business.
Back at business, and I feel like we've been talking about this forever, but last night was sort of the final chapter in the marijuana ordinance, and so kind of recap that for us and tell us how that went.
Sure. Last night was the last reading and enactment of the ordinance, which would prohibit the marijuana establishments in the city of Port Huron, but only under a temporary order. It would expire on June the 30th of next year. This is doesn't change any of the law about the legalities of actually, having marijuana or what you can have in your possession, et cetera, what it has to do with is just the establishments actually growing it or selling it or something like that. We are prohibiting those through that time period. Reason being is the rules and the law kind of moved up a little bit, and as of November 1st, which isn't that far away, people can start applying for licenses in order to have establishments in the state of Michigan. And we weren't quite prepared because that deadline had gotten moved closer. We didn't think it was going to happen until the beginning of the year or something, to give us time to actually look into ordinances that would protect, obviously, both anybody going into business and our residents by zoning and where it would be, et cetera, and what ones we would opt into and which ones we wouldn't. There's several different classifications. So we weren't really prepared to do that, so it's been pretty much just postponed is what it is. It's not a total ban. It's a ban for the time being. However, it doesn't mean that it couldn't occur prior to June 30th. It just means that this ban expires June 30th. So council pretty much told the administration last night that if they can do it, move it up so that we can deal with the issue earlier than that we would appreciate that. If they are continuing to look into model ordinances and at the zoning map and seeing what areas and what exactly we do want to allow.
Okay, it gives you some time to work on that. One of the items that I noticed on the agenda was the Black River Canal, some investigative work into what's going on with the canal. Explain that a little bit.
Well, with the high water levels, they're getting the soil is deteriorating, the banks are deteriorating up by, this is with the where the tainter gate is up by Gratiot, which, of course, is very important that the gate is operational in order to put it up or down depending on the weather and the water coming through there for the flow. And the way it is right now, it could possibly deteriorate that tainter gate because of the erosion.
Mm-hmm.
So we are having somebody come in and look at the erosion and that, and to see that. We are not experts there to deal with that type of thing, so they will be coming in and investigating.
Okay. Some new vehicle purchases last night, too. Somebody asked the question the other day, and I thought this was a good question. What do you do with the old vehicles, then, if you're replacing vehicles in the city?
Well, usually it depends on what kind of condition they're in. If they're in a condition where they can be kind of moved down, sometimes there's cars that are and trucks that are used for... And you can hear my dog barking in the background, so I apologize.
That's all right. Everybody's got something to say.
Pulling in our driveway, so the dog is barking.
That's fine.
Anyways, if the dogs if the trucks or cars are in good condition, they're moved through our fleet to a different department that maybe doesn't use them as much. So it kind of is a trickle-down effect. Obviously, if they're not of any use anymore, then they're disposed of.
The one other thing I wanted to ask about was the revamping of the McMorran Plaza, and it looks like there's a sponsor that's going to help contribute to that.
Is that what? I'm sorry.
Some sponsorship from McLaren at the McMorran Plaza.
Yes, they are looking into an agreement with the McLaren to do sponsorships of the plaza. That has not been all worked out yet, but that is...
All right.
That is being worked on right now. So,
all right,
yes,
very
we
good.
Did approve that last night.
All right. Anything else that jumps out from the agenda that we should talk about?
No, really. A lot of it was just regular business.
Yeah, a lot of regular business.
that was going on, and so it was the normal stuff, and we will get back to that, obviously. So,
all right,
and I think next month, well, not next month, in 2 weeks, have some issues with the that we've been talking about, the bonding and that will come forward to the council.
Okay. Well, we will revisit it at that point. Pauline, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being available to us. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.